Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to bring in my great pal, Chris Edwards, Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. And he's also the editor of DownsizingGovernment.org. Boy, there's a triumph of hope over experience. How are you, Chris?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me, Larry.
Look, I'll just be direct. You're coming out with your new rankings. Who's the best fiscal states? Wait, let's start with this one. This is much easier since I live in one of them. Actually, I live in two of them. Who are the worst fiscal states in this country?
So every 2 years we score all the states on the governors on taxes and spending. I can't tell you who's going to be the winners and losers overall, but I can tell you who's done the best, been the best for tax cutting and the worst for tax hikes. So the best tax cutting, there's been over 20 mainly Republican states that have slashed income taxes in just the last 2 years. It's the biggest wave of tax cutting we've seen in over four decades. It's been fantastic. And all these tax cuts, they're mainly supply side. They've chopped the top individual and corporate tax rates. So some of the best tax cuts, Kim Reynolds of Iowa, Governor of Iowa, Brad Little of Idaho, Brian Kemp of Georgia, Tate Reeves of Mississippi, Chris Sununu, New Hampshire, Pete Ricketts, Nebraska. These folks have all done tremendous tax reforms, and they've pushed year in, year out to get those income tax rates down. So it's been a very supply-side tax reform wave.
I love Kim Reynolds of Iowa. She's a friend of mine. I've had her on the TV show. You're reporting in this thing, she's cut the corporate tax now from 12 to 5.5, which is a big cut, and converting the individual tax, the income tax, to a 3.9% flat tax. Prior to that, it was 9%. Those are major tax cuts.
Absolutely. The individual income tax in Iowa, when she came into office, was a 9-bracket complicated system with a top rate of 9%. She's chopped it to a 3.9% flat tax. There's actually about half a dozen states now in just the last 2 years that have converted to a flat tax: Arizona, Idaho, Iowa, Mississippi, and Georgia. So this is part of the Republican wave. And I just think it's so impressive that these Republican governors, they've listened to Larry Kudlow. They've listened to the Cato Institute. Listened to Art Laffer and others, and they're doing the right thing. They're making really pro-growth tax reforms.
It's amazing the contrast, Chris Edwards, that between what the Bidens are doing, which is 24/7 trying to raise income taxes on individuals, on wealthy, successful, and on businesses. I mean, they got that damn 15% minimum tax on corporations on a book value basis, which is really a killer, particularly for depreciation. So you have the Bidens on the one hand with their socialist tax hikes, and you have the states, particularly the red states, as you noted, cutting taxes, which is part of the cavalry coming. It's part of the Republican wave. You know who else I really like? Well, you mentioned Georgia, which is important, and also Arizona. What Ducey has done in Arizona, I think, has been absolutely terrific.
That's right. I think, Ducey has been a free market reformer across the board.
Yep.
And both him and Reynolds, for example, they've done a lot of free market reforms other than the tax reforms. They've reformed occupational licensing. They've done great school choice reforms. So a lot of these, these are all supply side reforms. When you think about school choice, it's a supply side reform. It's, making sure we have the best human capital investment. So it's really great to see that Republican governors, they're listening to the supply side economists and they're doing the right thing.
You also note in your recent report, Arkansas has done some good work. That's what's his name? I know him quite well.
Asa Hutchinson.
That's right. Asa. So they've cut, from 6.9 to 4.9 on the income tax, and the corporate tax from 6.5 to 5.3. Sarah Sanders is going to win the governor's race, and she will continue the tax cutting.
That's right. Hutchinson's been great. Since he's been in office, he's two terms now. Every year he's pushed and chipped away and chipped away. It's harder at the state level because they have to balance their budget to do a big giant tax cut at once, like under Trump. So what they do, the good reformers, they just chip away year after year. And that's what, for example, Kim Reynolds has done too. And this year, because of the big surpluses in state budgets, it was the opportunity for Republicans to really go ahead and do these major reforms.
Yeah. As I said, Sarah Sanders will continue this. I think she wants to get, I think she wants to zero out the income tax over a period.
There's a movement for that also. You hear Republican governors in places like West Virginia and Mississippi saying ultimately their goal is to eliminate the individual income tax. And
that's
as
right.
You know, there's 9 states now that don't have individual income tax.
What's, Chris, what's his name in Mississippi? He's done a great job.
Tate Reeves.
Yeah, Tate Reeves. He's done a very, very good job. All right.
Yeah, he's slashed. They had a multi-rate system, 5%. He's going to a 4% flat tax.
And most of the time, I think all the time, these tax cuts are accompanied with spending cuts of some kind or spending growth slowdowns. Because the states, as you noted, most states have these constitutional prohibitions on running deficits. So you cut taxes, it's got to be a static. It's too bad because I think there's dynamic scoring. But it does also mean they're, you know, shrinking their welfare state in most cases.
Absolutely. There is a starve of the beast effect at the state level.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you cut taxes, permanent tax cuts, you know, the legislature has to restrain spending over the long run. And the best governors on our upcoming report both did these tax reforms and they've restrained spending.
And who did you say is the best governor in your upcoming report?
Well, I'm not going to tell you who the best. I've told you who some of the best tax cuts are, but we also, you know, you got to look at the spending.
Yes. So. All right. We'll have you on the TV show to talk about that. Now, who's the worst? Who are the worst taxers in the states?
The two governors who have been honestly the worst for year in, year out have been the governors of Washington State and Oregon, Kate Brown and Jay Inslee. It's incredible how they've just pushed every year to hike taxes. The beauty is, though, in those two states, you know, Washington doesn't have an income tax and Oregon doesn't have a sales tax. So those governors, even though they press to raise taxes every year, the fact that they're missing a big tax base has actually restrained spending. So Washington State, it's a middle sort of tax state, despite the negative, you know, efforts of Jay Inslee over a decade now. And it shows you the advantage of getting rid of the income tax. When you get rid of a major tax base, it's going to, you know, it limits government despite, you know, even if the government gets, you know, full with left wing progressives.
So you live in Washington and shop in Oregon.
That's exactly right.
How about the great state of New York?
New York's always one of the worst. We don't score this year because the governor's new in office, but I look at a lot of metrics on New York, and as you may know, New York has is probably in the worst shape in the long run in terms of their competitiveness. Every year, year in, year out, they have this massive outflow of people, mainly to Florida, but also to Texas and North Carolina and other states. Looking at New York and comparing to Florida is astounding. They both have about the same population now, 20 million. But New York spends 88% more on government than Florida, and it has 38% more bureaucrats than Florida. And yet they often get worse public services. Florida has better schools than New York, despite the fact that New York spends far more. So New York, it's really, you know, the poster child for a poorly run, bloated welfare state, and it's really time for a revolt in New York. If citizens need to wake up and realize they're being ripped off by their state government. They're getting worse government, and it's costing more than places like Florida.
Yeah, well, the revolt is coming. The revolt is called Lee Zeldin, congressman. He's our next guest on the show. He's a dear friend of mine, and he's going to win. He's going to, even though this is a heavy blue state, he's going to beat this Catherine Hochul, who was, if anything, to the left of Andrew Cuomo, if such a thing is possible. Actually, she is to the left, as Andrew Cuomo is. I know he made some terrible mistakes, but he actually cut the corporate tax at one point. How about Connecticut? There's a hot governor's race in Connecticut. Just off the top of your head, Chris, what can you tell us about Connecticut?
I would say the governors of New York and New Jersey have been worse.
Yeah.
The Connecticut, you know, governor, he's left of center. He did cut, for example, taxes on retirement income this year. So he's not
Lamont.
Not one of the good governors, but
he's also not
the very worst. I mean, some of the other worst governors who just relentlessly push for tax hikes are Pritzker in Illinois, for example. And Murphy in New Jersey, it's just year in, year out, they're pushing for higher taxes.
I know. You know, I know Phil Murphy in New Jersey. He's a really lovely man, by the way. He's a lovely man. He just turned out to be this far-left governor. What about California? Paul Chagot, the Wall Street editorial board, you know, the Journal editorial board just wrote a thing that kind of sneakily California just tacked up their income tax from 13% something to 14% something.
That's right. It's worth,
how high can you go, for God's sakes?
California used to be a net in-migration state. It's switched now to an out-migration state, particularly on high-earning people. You see this pattern in places like New York and California that have high income taxes. They have general net outflows of residents. But if you look at high earners and the IRS data breaks it down, they're particularly losing high earners in California. California can't afford that because the top 1% pay 50% of all their income taxes. And so when they're losing those high income people, you know, Elon Musk, of course, moved to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They're losing the entrepreneurship. They're losing the venture capital. They're losing the philanthropy. Mm-hmm. I think states that hike taxes on high earners, they're really crazy. They shoot themselves in the foot because you lose a lot when you lose these highly productive people, like Elon Musk is a good example.
Chris Edwards, Cato Institute. He won't leak the new ratings, but I have a feeling in terms of the best fiscal state, it's not going to be New York. Thank you, Chris. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.